Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if somebody's tired, he might say, well, I think I'm going to down for a while.
Lay down.
Okay. And talk about somebody who's real sick, you might say, well, he was so sick he couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day.
Laid in bed all day.
Okay. And this verb I'm after, when you sleep, things that you see in your sleep, you say you begin to
dream.
Yeah, last night I about so-and-so.
Dreamed.
All right, you've done it several times, you have
dreamed.
Okay. You might say, well, I was dreaming about so-and-so, but all of a sudden I
woke up.
Okay. What would you say I did if I brought down my foot real hard on the floor?
Stomped.
Okay. And let's say if you met a girl at a party and you wanted to make sure that she got home okay,
mm-hmm.
You might ask, well, may I
take you home?
Okay. Would it make any difference what you say if you're going to walk her or give her a ride?
Yeah. I say, you want me to walk you home? I say, do you want me to take you home?
If you're in the car.
If I'm in the car.
Okay. All right, this word, say if you got your car stuck, you might ask somebody to wrap a chain around your front bumper and you out.
Pull you out.
Or get behind you and
push you out.
Okay. What would you say if you had something heavy to carry? Instead of just saying you carried it for a few blocks, you might say you did what?
Hauled it.
Okay. Same side of that?
No, I wouldn't say tote if that's what you were looking for somebody to say.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That word tote, does it when you use it, does it necessarily mean something that's heavy?
I would think of it as something that's heavy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What you were talking about when we were talking about games you played when you were growing up, let's say if you were playing tag or something like that, was there, a place that you could run to and be safe where it couldn't get you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Call it the what?
Base.
Okay. And this verb I'm looking for, if I throw you a ball, you're supposed to
catch it.
Yeah, I threw it and you
caught it.
Yeah, you had already
caught it.
Okay. And if we're supposed to meet somewhere, I might say, well, if I get to town before you do, I'll
meet you.
Wait.
Wait for you,
okay. All right, if your father has a hired man who's working for him, but he's just not doing his job, your father might say, well, I hate to do it, but looks like I'm going to have to
fire you.
Or get
fired.
I'm going to have to get what of him?
Get somebody, get rid of him.
Yeah, okay. All and he right. might come back after he's been fired and say, oh, come on, give me another
chance.
Okay. And a man who's always smiling, you might say, he sure has a good sense of
humor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a little boy, if he leaves something out on his desk at school, he comes back and it's gone, he might say, okay, who?
Took it. Stole it.
All right. And this verb I'm looking for, if you want to get in touch with somebody, you don't want to call them, you might sit down and write a letter.
Write them a letter.
Yeah, you sat down and
wrote them a letter.
You had already
written them.
Okay. And if you go to the trouble of writing them, you expect to get
an answer.
Okay. What would you say you do to the envelope after you write the letter?
Address it.
Mm-hmm. You might say, I'd like to write so-and-so, but I don't know his
address.
Okay. And if a child learned how to do something like whistle between his teeth, you might ask him, well, who knew how to do that?
Talk.
What would you call a child who goes around telling on other children?
Snitch.
Okay. Besides that?
No, nobody call him a tattletale.
Don't call him. To you, is there any difference between tattling and gossiping?
Yeah. When you tell on somebody and it gets them in trouble. When you gossip, you talk about something